This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Ramping up his pre-election focus on immigration, President Trump is taking aim at what he calls migrants making a mockery of immigration laws. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
U.S. law holds that migrants who want to seek asylum can do so regardless of whether they enter legally or illegally. The president says he'll sign an executive order requiring that they go to legal ports of entry.
We'll no longer be able to use meritless claims to gain automatic admission into our country. We will hold them for a long time if necessary.
Saying the U.S. will build massive tent cities with help from the military. The first active duty troops have arrived at the border, with several thousand more expected to flow in. Though the Pentagon says they'll be in a supporting role, the president says he's told the troops to act if any migrants throw a rock at them.
Consider it a rifle.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is sending as many as 15,000 U.S. troops to the Mexican border to stop the caravan of Central Americans. It's expected to take several weeks before they reach the U.S.-Mexico border. Funerals for the victims continued Thursday as the truck driver accused of a mass shooting at a Pittsburgh synagogue pleaded not guilty. AP correspondent Mary Claire Dale reports.
The suspect in the Pittsburgh synagogue shootings, Robert Bowers, pleaded not guilty to the 44-count indictment, which includes charges of killing 11 people and injuring six others, including four police officers. Bowers pleaded not guilty as well to charges that he was obstructing people in the practice of their religion. He answered loudly yes to the judge when he was asked if he had read the indictment and understood the charges, seemed alert and following along. Bowers did not appear to flinch when prosecutors told him he could get the death penalty for the case.
The Anti-Defamation League said it is the worst attack against the Jewish community in United States history. This is VOA News.